Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake. Josh isn't here. That was the dumbest joke I've ever made. Josh is not here. I'm recording on my laptop, which is why the sound quality is like hot garbage. So this is Frankencast Part 2. I hope you enjoyed last week's Frankencast, because here's another one. This one covers from episode 90 to episode 112, and maybe some of the extras we did in between then. And during all of season 2. Hopefully you enjoy. If not, turn the podcast off, I guess. You already downloaded it. We already got your number. So, I mean, if you don't like it, it's up to you. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. If you want to email us, you can do that at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. And we're on iTunes. If you want to leave a rating and review, I will send you a thank you card in the mail, the electronic mail. I'm not going to spend a stamp. I don't know how much stamps cost. They're like $9 now. Who knows? I think I've rambled long enough. It's Morphin' time!
See him.
Okay. No.
No.
Nope.
Oh.
Okay. He's in a bunch of stuff that he's just like TV films, right? He was in Crash Course, a television film, also known as Driving Academy. He was in Once Upon a Time in America as young Patsy.
Who played old Patsy?
I don't know. His dad. I mean, he was in Dance Till Dawn again. This is all the 80s. So we hit the 90s. He's in Brotherhood of the Gun, another TV film. He's in The Keys, another TV film. He's in Deuce Coupe, which was nothing. Wikipedia does not say what. There are no notes on Deuce Coupe. Like, the other ones are like movie, TV film, television series, blah, blah, blah. This is just like, I don't know, not available. Then, 94, he's in Bandit Goes Country, where he plays Bandit. Then, also in 94, he's in Bandit, Beauty and the Bandit, Bandit, Bandit Silver Angel, and my favorite, Bandit. I'm going to say that again.
Is that Bandit?
Bandit, colon, Bandit. Someone is stealing all the bandits in the Wild West.
What? It's a Bandit.
I'm trying to figure out, like, this is, like, I guess the producers were really into the Bandit series. But those were all 94, so, like, I guess someone saw Deuce Coupe. He's not in anything that anyone should recognize.
What does he look like?
There's no picture.
There's no pictures of Brian Bloom on Google Images?
He was in Smokin' Aces. He was in the A-Team movie. He also wrote the A-Team movie. This is like in the 2000s. Like, I don't none of this stuff looks like anything. Let's see what he's got for TV. Okay, he's on. Okay, this is probably where they got it. He was on As the World Turns. He was in an episode of 21 Jump Street. That's probably not it. He was the main role in 2000 Malibu Road.
Okay, we can stop talking about Brian Bloom, I think.
Why? What's he look like?
Well, no, I mean,
we're spending
too much time on this guy who did nothing.
I'm gonna cut it out, but I am fascinated by the fact that they picked three people who have withstood the test of time. Oh, man. Brian Bloom was the voice of Rumble McSkirmish on Gravity Falls. He was, "This is as still as I can stay." He's also in the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. He plays Captain Ryan. I do not know that. Let's move on. I might cut a lot of that. I'm fascinated with Brian Bloom now, and I'm going to track down all of these Bandit movies.
I want to see Bandit.
That's the second one that he's in, anyway.
Anyway, Trini. Getting back to this.
I'm sorry. Bulkman's got nards. What? Just kick him in the nards. This is a monster. Monster Squad joke. Wolfman's got nards.
Oh.
This is
Okay.
Not poorly. It was. They're not all winners. Okay. That joke was cut because of how
because of how bad it it's was. Only funny if we both get it.
Yep. Also, I do all the editing, so I get to control which one of my bad jokes get cut.
That's why you look hilarious and I look like a schmuck.
To be fair,
all my jokes are dad jokes.
A lot of them are dad jokes, and I don't have to cut out nearly as much ums and uhs for you as I do for me.
Well, that one speech class I took in college is paying off.
And the one I took is not.
I just tweeted the other night. Because I was working on my 90s list, and like I learned a lot about myself
making that list
musically, making that list, and then I just tweeted like the 90s were pretty rad, huh?
Yeah,
and you know, Gary Bingaman faved it,
so. Yeah, because they were. I was listening to, I was writing a comic book set in the 80s, and so I have the Pandora channel. I used to listen to 80s pop, now I listen to just Pat Benatar radio because it is the best. Also, the CSI experience just started following me because I tweeted about James Vanderbeek today. So I was listening to it, and it had Pat Benatar's Invincible immediately followed by Scandal's The Warrior, which I am obsessed with The Warrior now ever since finding out that it's Scandal and not Loverboy. No idea how I placed him.
Loverboy is working for The Weeknd.
And Turn Me Loose is the song I was thinking of, but it was on the same mix tape as The Warrior that Jacob had? I don't know. Either way, Scandal's The Warrior is the bomb. It is the bomb.
You listen to it and you just picture the Ultimate Warrior shooting at the walls of heartache.
Okay, I don't do that.
It's awesome.
Bang, bang. I am the Warrior. And then he's just... That's when he's shaking. Oh.
Because he am the Warrior.
Load him up.
He went fast.
Did you ever went fast, the Warrior?
He did. That was kind of his gimmick.
That was.
Anyway, we are way off base this episode. Oh, God. I've had
so much garbage to edit.
We have gone full on Morphin Grid Classic.
This is what happens when we take too many days off. I'm going to wait until you have zoo books.
They exist still. I'm just looking up a price.
How much is a zoo books?
A zoo books is not telling.
You're going to have a whole Bobo about zoo books. And Scandal's The Warrior.
There's actually three different versions. There's Zoobies.
Zoobies.
For ages 0 to 3.
Okay.
Zoodles. For 3 to 6, and zoo books for 6 and up.
6 and up. 6 to death.
Full year of print zoo books is $29.95.
That's very expensive.
And that also comes with free ebooks.
How many zoo
books? Poster and stickers.
Stickers. So now I'm sold. How many zoo books do you get?
A full year of zoo books is only 6 zoo books.
That is bull honky. A full year of National Geographic is $15, and you get 12 issues of National Geographic, which is probably the best magazine.
All right, now I'm over zoo books. Let's move on.
They better be like a dictionary. Better be a Bible about
pandas,
axolotls, or whatever. There are episode posts which have links to stuff we talk about, including the Donkey Kong theme. So if you want to know what that's like, go listen.
When you first brought that up, because you were like, you can edit this when it goes to air if you want, I don't know if you need to, but when you're like, it says hell in it, I was like, in my head, I didn't say it out loud because I know they never re-released it,
right?
But I was like, they edited it later. It's in the Smash Brothers soundtrack, and I think for Brawl they say heck of a guy.
Oh, boring. This is the one interesting thing
they
about that.
Pulled the trigger and caught the bullet.
They double-doubled that. Right. And then it was Eric Mabius, who was Nemesis in Resident Evil.
Oh, sure.
And then it was somebody else for the third one. I do not remember the third one. The fourth one was Edward Furlong, a.k.a. John Connor from T2. And then David Boreanaz was the bad guy in that movie. And Tara Reid was also in it.
was a character. Okay.
I know a lot about the Crow movies, and I don't know why. The TV show is better than all of them. Even the I like the TV show better than the first one. I don't know if it's better, but I like it more. Anyway,
moving along. So I don't know if we need to keep all that Crow stuff.
Oh, it'll definitely be cut. I just accidentally go off on Crow stuff. I can't help it.
I have never seen The Crow.
It's pretty okay. I like the show better. I like the show better than all the movies, but I think I'm the only person in the world who feels that way. We never get a map of Angel Grove. That is for sure. So
I bet we could make one.
Probably.
It's like 90% park.
A lot of parks. There's several playgrounds.
It's like an Animal Crossing town where the cliff is just at the end.
Right on a beach.
And there's a desert over here.
Yep. With a mountain.
And then there's a high school and a juice bar.
Yep. And
the abandoned warehouse district.
Abandoned warehouse district, a quarry, and several houses that the Power Rangers live in.
At least 6 houses.
Yep. Well, I think we'd be up to 9.
Bulk and Skull also have a house.
2 houses.
That's Skull's house.
Yeah. We've been to Bulk's house, too. When they did when they were trying on costumes.
Right. All right. So then everybody that moves away, one of these characters moves into
their house.
So Aisha lives in Trini's house.
No, that's
Adam
correct.
Adam lives in Zach's house.
Well, did the parents move? We're assuming the parents moved when they went to a peace conference. It could have. Who knows? Anyway, let's get back on track.
I guess it's the Ascension versus Heath Slater in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal this year.
Zack Ryder will probably be. I like how recently they were acting, I think it was this week's episode, from what I read online, they were acting like winning the Battle Royal helped Cesaro's career.
It did for that night. He was over.
He would have been over
if they didn't
panic. Anyway,
but they can't let people be over anymore.
No, the Roman Reigns. It's all about Rogan Reagan. You don't like anyone else. You like Roman Reigns.
I don't even want to watch Mania. It's so bad it is.
We're paying for it, right? So like,
we're paying $10 a month for 4 episodes of NXT.
That's totally worth it.
What we're paying for.
It's totally worth it.
I thought about that this morning. I'm like, that's definitely worth it.
Yeah. But like, I like watching the pay-per-view because we pay for it, but like a lot of times I just come off so mad. But Mania is like the one time where you have to have
but
hope, right?
There's so much that's set up to just not be good.
I know.
No matter what happens, Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker can't be good.
No. Daniel Bryan's in the IC title, which best case scenario, who wins a cursed monkey's paw.
He wins the title that makes him lose all his matches.
There's like a 45-man tag team match. Roman Reigns is going to have to fight Lesnar. Maybe if Lesnar shows up. Mania's going to be so bad, you guys.
Oh, we'll just get a pizza and work on it the whole time. All that's getting cut.
Yeah,
I have no idea how Tumblr works.
I set up the Tumblr so long ago, I don't remember what it looks like.
I tried to set one up, and I'm like, what even is this?
It's just a blog. It's so
easy.
Why don't
I just use a better thing?
It's the easiest one.
I don't know. Something about it just doesn't click with me, I guess.
Well, use a more... WordPress is needlessly complicated.
WordPress
use that.
Is garbage. No. I'll get a Zanga or something.
Get a live journal. They're coming back.
Or a Blogger. That's where we post these.
Yeah. Bought some of that Salt Lake barbecue sauce at today, and I got a pork butt.
Cool.
Gonna make it happen.
Cool.
Gotta call my dad back. Dad, how do I make a pork butt?
How do I cook a pork butt? I made my brats last night because I got home the other night and I was like, I'm just gonna make chicken nuggets because. And then I had barbecue sauce with them, and they're fine without it. I'd rather them without barbecue sauce.
Yeah, they don't really need anything.
Yeah,
they're pretty good by themselves.
So I wasted a good chunk of barbecue sauce.
Good chunk of a little bit of barbecue sauce.
Good chunk of a little bit of barbecue
sauce. If this is in the actual episode, that would be the title.
And everybody's finisher is an unprotected head drop.
I don't like that at all. Is that in Fire Pro?
I read about it. Oh. It's not real. They don't really do it anymore.
That's
good.
But
it's like, no, Stan Hansen was strong style. I think Kenta Kobashi is King's Road style.
Yeah.
And Misawa whose first name I can't remember. That's the problem with Japanese wrestling is like Japan's such a foreign language that all the names blend together for me.
Yeah, I can recognize a lot of them, but like there are some people that I'm like, who is that? Could be any one of these people. I recognize them if I have a face to put to it, like Kota Ibushi and
right.
Shinsuke Nakamura and Okada, whose first name I think is Kazuchiku. I don't know if I'm right on that. He's Okada. He's the right. Rainmaker.
Like Dr. Death is King's Road, and his finisher is a backdrop onto the top of your head.
I don't like that at all. I'm glad wrestling is.
But those are like now. The I need to kill you because you won't stay down finishers. Yes. They're not the I do this every match to win.
Right. Yeah.
WWE style.
I can't win a match unless I use this move finisher. Dog lady is mad at her dog. Lady, you're an adult. Stop it.
See, your windscreen's all sad about that. No, Billy would purposely make them not work so that they couldn't.
You can hear me moving this.
You can, you're right. Oh!
Shit, man.
That was me at work this morning. Like, this is my life. So, Nintendo signed this deal with Dina
with DNA, Games. Yeah.
And now I keep getting emails from DNA.
Sorry about it. I'm very excited about
Nintendo sold my information.
Oh! I have not gotten any about DNA. Or if I did,
I'll just unsubscribe.
Yeah.
Not on that one.
I'm very excited about Nintendo mobile games because they're developed by Nintendo.
Yeah.
And then DNA is just putting them out.
And they're not going to be like Iwata, I think, in an interview was like, it's not just going to be Mario 1 on a phone. He's like, I want right. to make new games like, with our properties
yeah.
that work on a phone.
Yeah. And
I'm excited. Even if there's microtransactions, I feel like Nintendo would do it in a not crappy way.
I heard that they're not doing that because I listened to a podcast.
I would pay $4.99 for a good Nintendo game on my phone.
The highest game, like the high end, like premium game is like $15, right?
Yeah, but that's all Square Enix. Like, oh, they pay for Final Fantasy.
Right. And so, like, I think Nintendo's probably going to go like around $5, $10, but like, that's worth it to get Nintendo games, and they're coming out this year. That's bananas. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
So that'll be cut and put in a Franken, the Franken cast. But yeah, get hyped for that, guys. By the time you hear this, it'll be only a couple months away, maybe. Who knows? So.
Yep.
Yeah. I want to thank you personally, but I can't. So I feel like Gary. And Calvin. Yeah.
Thanks, Gary and Calvin.
And
John.
Yep. But do we know one of them? I'm assuming one of them. I don't know if one of them is his.
I'm assuming.
And I know, like,
he's hung out with us twice.
Yeah, Sam and Nick both have. Those were our first, like, two. And, like, the rest of them were, like, just people. Just tell us that it was you. This went on long enough. What was Cameron wearing? Part one. Jake, you're dumb.
God, I'm gonna just pop this eye out while we do this.
Okay.
And then worry about it later. Do you imagine? Just hanging there. I'm just talking like nothing's
just
wrong.
Like, man,
what would you do? You wouldn't.
I might throw up a little bit. I definitely wouldn't do nothing. I wouldn't act like nothing was wrong. Something is decidedly wrong if you pop your own eyeball out.
I don't think this hair is going to last much longer.
No patience. You and Tony, the lot of you, no patience. You're doing the date stuff.
It's written and then directed?
Yep.
Written is the middle?
Yes. It's date, written, directed.
Which one is this? There's like three on the screen.
It's 102. They're all the same. It's Shuki Levy and Michelle Danielson.
Which date? 15th or 20?
Should be the 20th. Just go find 102. When it's
Wedding
that one.
Part 2. There it is. 102. That's our episode number, not
that's
theirs.
That is theirs.
And this is 242. Because it's season 2, episode 42.
That's the production date. Go to the other side and it'll say what.
Oh, that 102. There it is. Okay.
That's a production code. That's not, we don't use that. That's a wacky thing.
Two.
We're doing two Wednesday. This is going up Wednesday. They'll hear it on Wednesday.
Friday is when we do the mixtape?
Yeah.
I thought Monday was when we did it.
No, Friday. It's always been Friday.
I don't know. I don't do
the mixtape. They go up.
It's weird. I obviously don't do the mixtape. So
very obviously. So you think, well, I'm just going to text you every 45 minutes. Do the mixtape. Think of a mixtape song.
I'll just throw out a song, be like, whatever. That worked so well for me last time.
I will shoot you in the face with a gun.
Last time.
This is all getting deleted.
Don't shoot me in the face with a gun.
I don't even own a gun.
So I fired up Smash Brothers and I updated it and I downloaded Mewtwo.
Right.
And I just went into the roster.
Yeah.
Bowser Jr.'s on the Wii U. He's not on the 3DS. And there's like a million characters unlocked from the beginning. It's ridiculous.
That's bananas.
I wish it was just like 8. And you can unlock the other 50.
Right. That's what I really liked about Melee, is that it was like, hey, here's like the core cast from last time.
Right.
Now figure out how to get the rest of them.
How cool would Melee have been without the internet if you just kept unlocking people?
Right.
You start out with the cast from last time. You're like, oh, it's just better. And then just people keep coming.
Right. Oh, you played 50? Here's Captain Falcon. Oh, you played 100? Here's this one. Oh, you beat that challenge? Here's Luigi. You know? Would have been good.
Bowser Jr. is in
the little bubble
thing? The little Koopa car.
I saw that.
And I think, because I've seen pictures of the Koopa kids. All of his alternates
yeah.
are them.
That's good. That's
pretty real
cool.
I like the Koopa kids a lot.
Either way, there's a bus.
That's fine.
Pause for bus.
We're going to Walmart. Everyone's getting the bus. Cutting out the loading screens worked real well, by the
way. Does it?
Yeah.
Cool. I think the bus is gone. This will be off. Listen to the new Attitude Era, and they do this thing where they have they do commentaries, and you can buy those for like $5. And they sell them in the style of a wrestler that does a podcast.
Okay.
And so like they did like 4 of them like in a row. They did one that was just Austin, then one that was just Jericho, then one that was just JR, and then one that was Goldberg, because apparently he has a podcast.
Goldberg has a podcast? I might have to listen to that.
William
one.
Goldberg. Apparently it's all about NASCAR and crap.
The guy who was like, small guys can't win because I could just throw them.
Right. Yeah, and so they did one of those, and then they just did a new one for their last episode that was all of the people, except for Goldberg. I think they left Goldberg out, but it was like, they kept like handing it off, and it's all just one guy. It's just Kevin. And he'll just change his voice. But it was so funny that I'm backstocking in the back, and I'm just like laughing to myself. I look like a maniac because they did Taz, and they switched it over to Josh Matthews, who does not have a podcast. But they just like from there they went like nuts with it, and then they went to Triple H, and then to Vince, and then to Vince Russo, and like it is hilarious. I would definitely recommend just listening to like the first like 5 minutes of the newest. I think it's SummerSlam 2000 or whatever. It's real good.
Are they just going to keep going?
I think their plan is they're going to do storyline or like eras, like not necessarily like just keep going, but like they'll do like a certain group here and there.
They're in SummerSlam 2000, they don't have much Attitude Era left.
No, they got about 9 months. I would really like them to do the Ruthless Aggression era, the like those weird early days of the brand split where nobody knows what's going on.
Yeah.
Those are some good wrestling.
Yeah.
It's just been so long since I've done two. I was like, you need to change it because it's going to be exactly the same as last time, even
it's
though
always
they're always
exactly
the same. But I just
time.
Did it, so I got the yips. It's fine now. I'll edit around that garbage pile.
I'm going to keep this recording. Jake has gone out. I don't know if he's confronting them. If he doesn't come back, this will be evident. No, he's back. Okay, we're good.
Okay. Can you kind of still feel it? I don't know if you still can.
Not now, no.
They were up at the corner, like by metric, and I could still feel the bass a little bit. To the bro, ah, hey, no you, no you.
Kidding me, dog,
dude.
Just as suddenly as it began.
And it came in like a wreck. Okay, anyway, before that dog started barking, I gotta start stretching before I throw
it. I almost said it's morphin' time at the end there. That would have been...
Craig, it's morphin' time. No, I'm injured.
Can't do it again, my shoulder. Not unusual.
Doing the Carlton.
I'm so bad at dancing, I can't even do the Carlton.
Your Carlton was way... You had no shoulder movements.
You gotta... Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
My shoulders are so stiff. I gotta do that yoga.
Gotta get on that DDP yoga.
Maybe now that I'm making that big bank, by the end of... Or by the first paycheck in April, I should be able to afford it.
You mean May.
I do mean May. Last month was April.
We're still in April.
I meant June then. Oh. Heated up in here really fast.
It's just like add degree. It's like
two. It was degrees. 82 when you shut it off, but now I'm all sticky and sweaty. All right.
Sweaty cast. Here we go. Guys, I really hope you're watching Inspire Pro by now. If you like wrestling at all, just check out just some Keith Lee matches. He's just so cool.
He is.
I'm buying a shirt at the next show. Buying a lot of shirts. I think Delon the Doom's going to have some shirts. So I'm just going to walk in, slap some money on the table, be like, don't give me any change. Just give me that shirt. Because I slept in until like 7 o'clock.
Oh, who even are you?
I went to bed real late on purpose.
I woke up at 9:30 and I was like, I'm not making it there for 10, am I? I was drinking the milk out of my cereal bowl when you texted me. I was like, give me 5.
I figured 10:45 was a good time to text you.
Just don't expect me over here before 11, no matter what I say.
No, I know. That's why I didn't text you at 10. Oh, excuse me. That was a weird one. Surge burps are weird, man.
It sounded weird.
Hashtag surge burp. Pause. Is that me squeaking? It is me squeaking.
It's not me.
It's driving me crazy.
You should, at the beginning of the next one, in the description, you should put, howdy, y'all! If you don't, I just will when I upload it.
I mean, yeah, you kind of have fun saying it. There we go. The leg was out. Better. I mean, if you make it squeak, it'll squeak. They're not well-oiled machines, but...
It's fine. I'll just sit.
Just sit. I don't think I have anything else.
There's really nothing going on yet.
There's no... The Hall of Fame is doing every other week. It's a Monday anyway.
Right.
And we recorded between then and the last time.
Right.
So, Bird.
Welcome to Birdwatch.
Welcome to... That would be hilarious for one episode.
Right.
And then that would be it. Get it out. Get it all out.
Oh, all right.
Let the demon out of you. Go ahead and slap that tornado.
And dry up the sea.
And that's it. That's every outtake and tangent and cut conversation we had in season 2. I hope you enjoyed. I know I did. Question mark? Did I enjoy this? It was kind of a lot of work, but I think it was worth it. So what are we doing next week? I have no idea. If you have any ideas, go ahead and send them to us through email or Twitter or Facebook or even Tumblr. All of those options work, and they are all
great places to go. I should probably tell you what they are. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com. That's our website. And if you want to email us, that can be done via littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. And finally, if you want, you can go to iTunes. You can leave a 5-star review. But instead of reviewing the show, you can just say, hey, for the next bonus episode, talk about Evil Space High or whatever. And we'll do that. It'd be a weird way to do things, but it would be pretty funny. So, yeah, thanks for listening. And definitely send us ideas, because I'm leaving town for like in 2 weeks. So we need to bank some episodes before then. All right, my pandering is over. Until next time, may the power protect you.